Good morning, and welcome to St. James Online. We're so glad that you've chosen to join us this morning. It was a little bit of an adventure last week, so thanks for bearing with us while the whole country battled Zoom. This week, we anticipate a little bit of a smoother mass, and again, it's so great to have people joining us from all over the country, and in some cases, beyond. So we look forward to seeing you again and again. And as a reminder, please check out our website, stjameswabash.org, and you can see what kind of events are happening each week and sign up for our newsletter. You'll learn quite a bit about the happenings at St. James. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, and we're going to begin with Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
On the Feast of the Ascension, we're reminded of God's ability to lift up all that we are. Our hearts were just lifted up with that special arrangement of that song. Dan, thank you very much for giving us a reminder of how much we love you, doing that creative thing with those old hymns. And so let's place ourselves then in an attitude of openness to God so that we can be lifted up. We can find our minds and hearts ascended even in the midst of these difficult days as we ask God to bless us with the gifts that we need, grace and mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your heavenly Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
God in the highest, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us.
Ascension, Jesus from the right hand of God will continue to inspire us. Let us pray that God's grace and glory, which is the gift that we have received, continue to enable us to be empowered in this life. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God, which Jesus promised us, will fill our minds and hearts. Gladden us with holy joy, Almighty God. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving for the ascension of Christ, your Son, as our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain in which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of age. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It must have been 1970, 71, some year like that. The seminarians all gathered on an Ascension Thursday at the time on this little hill behind the seminary where we were going to have an outdoor mass. And the opening song, accompanied by the guitars and the tambourines, was the old fifth dimension thing, Up, Up and Away. Of course, we had helium balloons that we let fly. And then we closed the mass by singing Here Comes the Sun with S-O-N, carefully replacing the S-U-N lyric. In that post-Vatican II era, there was some experimentation, if you will, about how we were going to celebrate the Holy Mass. And the liturgical police were not quite as vigilant as they are nowadays. But whatever you think of that creativity, or don't think much of it, I suspect that there's something a little off about that ceremony. It seems to me that that experience missed the heart of the whole meaning of Ascension. And to really understand the meaning of the Ascension, you have to hear that angelic word. Why are you standing there looking at the sky? What those two men dressed in white, presumably angels, wanted the disciples and want us to understand that Ascension is not about looking at something beyond us, but it's about looking at what is around us. You can imagine that if the angels had paused after they asked that question, why are you standing there looking at the sky, they would have gotten some very interesting answers. I can picture the disciples coming up with things. Maybe St. Peter would have said something like, well, I'm looking at the sky because I'm remembering what it was like, you know, when Jesus walked upon the water and when he fed the multitudes and when he cured the sick and when he changed water into wine. This is just like great, isn't it? It's just like the good old days. Maybe St. John would have said something like, when Jesus burst on the scene, he was a superstar. The crowds, the excitement, the praise. Do you remember when we went into Jerusalem and they were waving those palms? Woo! They were going to make him a king, you know. Perhaps St. Matthew would have said something like, oh, this is great. What a scene. We got the puffy clouds, a little starburst in the sky. We can have maybe some cherubim and seraphim around. This is going to play well in Peoria. If they had responded in that way, I suspect the angels just shook their head and saying, you're not getting it. Ascension is not about God's almighty power. It's not about a superstar. It's not about some wondrous spectacle. Ascension is about human destiny. Ascension is about what human existence is meant for. Think about it. Think about the one who was lifted up, the one who was taken up into the clouds, the one who ascended. He grew up in a poor family. He learned how to make a living with his hands. He had to go through all those childhood things of learning how to read and write. The one who ascended used to go to church, attend weddings, weep at funerals, liked dinner parties. The disciples saw that the ascended one was the same guy who would get hungry at times, who threw over the occasional money changer table that he came across, and who would chat up anyone, even those pesky women, the Samaritan women, and that mother who was caring about her child. So the ascension is really saying that it is this humanity, this human being who is lifted up into the very presence of God. The whole point of the ascension then is that human beings belong in the heights. We are not simply just grubbing our way in the mud of existence. We are not merely the product of the end of a blind evolution. Life is not a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets its hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. No, we are made for glory. At the ascension, it's humanity itself that is brought into God. We say in our creeds that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, which is merely a poetic way of saying that this is the destiny that human beings share, to be in the very presence of God. But the ascension is not just Jesus' story. It's our story. It's our humanity as well. Today, we are confronted with that startling, almost contradictory teaching that we received from those early fathers of the church, from those first teachers. That God became a human being so that human beings could become God. Human beings become God. You never met any human beings, have you, buddy? But that was the lesson that the patriarchs gave us. Think about it. Maybe we can't create the world with our word, just saying, let there be light. But we can bring light to those who are hurting, those who feel alone, those who have no one to care for them. Maybe we can't part the Red Sea, but we can give forgiveness to those who've hurt us and receive forgiveness to those we have hurt. Maybe we can't rain down manna from the heavens, but we can help to feed those who are hungry, helping out at the food pantry, bringing a casserole to a neighbor, contributing to organizations like Feed the Children. Maybe we can't make the blind to see and the lame to walk, but we can help someone to find the right way. We can help show the path. We don't have God's almighty power, but with the power that we do have, we can make this world look a little more as God intends. We become like God every time we show those God-like qualities of compassion and kindness and forgiveness and mercy and generosity and goodness and love. Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Look around you. And because when you look around you, you'll see the very presence of God. And that is why in the gospel today, in St. Matthew's gospel, his ascension scene, St. Matthew gives us as the last command of Jesus to go. Go into the whole world and let people know that God's love is there for them. God's unfailing love, God's passionate love, no matter who you are or what you've been through. Go and baptize them so that they will know who they are and whose they are. For at baptism, God names us and claims us as beloved children made in God's image and likeness. Go and teach them what I have commanded you, that whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, that you do to me. Go. And when you go, know that I am with you always. Go and know that I am with you no matter what you're going through, even a pandemic. Go. Know that you are mine and I am yours today, tomorrow, and yes, forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. As we heed this commandment of Jesus to go and baptize, we're reminded of our own baptism. So in this Easter season, it's very appropriate that we join together and remember our own baptismal life. And let us renew now our baptismal promises as we sing together, Certainly, Lord. Do you reject all sin?
Certainly, Lord.
You reject all evil?
Certainly, Lord.
You reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, Lord. Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
The Father Almighty?
Certainly, Lord.
Creator of all that is? Certainly, Lord. Do you believe in Jesus?
Certainly, Lord.
God's only Son?
Certainly, Lord.
Who's born of Mary?
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, Lord. Do you believe Jesus died?
Lord.
And he rose on Easter?
Certainly, Lord.
And he sits at God's right hand?
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, Lord. Do you believe in the Spirit?
Certainly, Lord.
And God's holy church?
Certainly, Lord.
Communion of saints.
Certainly, Lord.
Do you believe in forgiveness?
Certainly, Lord.
And the resurrection?
Certainly, Lord.
And life everlasting?
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, Lord. This is our faith. This is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord as we remember our own baptism. So we offer up our prayers and petitions today. We pray for the church that we may continue to carry on the commission Christ gave his first disciples to preach, teach, and baptize to all the nations. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all nations lay down their arms and resolve never to use instruments of death to resolve disagreements and discord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer from systemic persecution, oppression, and discrimination, that justice and righteousness may overcome sin and evil, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are welcomed into the church this Easter season, that they may go forth and make disciples in the way that they live, faith-filled lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may be blessed in wisdom and hope, so that we may be effective witnesses to our communities in joy and consolation of faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray particularly today for the repose of the soul of Myron Edwards, for the consolation of Cynthia. And we pray for all those who are impacted by the virus, particularly James Fonda, who is recovering. And for all the people of St. James, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all the prayers we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself and shares in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to heavenly realms through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus, King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heaven as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and the world, judge and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly estate, but that we, his members, might be confident in following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth your glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving the thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and glorious ascension, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember all those, our brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, St. Joseph, the blessed apostle, St. James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. For through him, with him, in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace, the wave.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say your word and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
And a prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
With you for
your cares, for I will be with you
forever. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, you allow those on earth to celebrate divine mysteries. Grant that Christian hope may draw us onward to where our nature is united with you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We've started the process in the Archdiocese of reopening. We're training a team to help us to keep things sanitary and disinfected. And gradually we're going to be including more and more activities. But at least initially, we're going to continue to broadcast the Mass once, even after we open it up again, because there's only going to be a small number that are going to be allowed in the service. And so we're working on to continue to celebrate virtually, even those who can't be together. There'll be more details on this as we learn what we're doing and how to do it better. But we are probably sometime next month going to try at least get some kind of initial gathering together. So I'll keep you all posted. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh, wonderful.